Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Any comments, questions, suggestions, shoot them over to MaximumTEE@yahoo.com. We are using the Yad Avraham. We are in the middle of Chapter 5, almost at the end of Chapter 5, and then there's a short Chapter 6, so we have a couple weeks left here in Season 3. We'll take our summer hiatus, God willing, and come back with the beginning of next school year for Season 4 with a brand new commentary for a brand new season, God willing. Emir Tzashem, Blin Eder. All previous episodes and seasons are available at anchor.fm/RebT. And again, we're on Sheer Enjoyment. They're a wonderful website. Feel free to donate to them or to any cause that seems proper for you. Let's talk four types of people who sit before the sages. Arba midos biyoshun lechachamim. There are four types of people, four types of temperaments who sit before the sages. Sefog, a sponge, mashpech, a funnel. Mishameres, a strainer, vinafa, and a sieve. Sefog shehu sofeg es hakol, a sponge which soaks up everything. Mashpech shemachnis bazu motzi bazu, a funnel which takes in one end and passes through to the other end. Mishameres, a strainer, shemotzia es hayayin v'koletes es hashmarim, which removes the wine but collects the dregs. Vinafa, a sieve, shemotzia es hakemach v'koletes es hasoles, which removes the flour dust but collects the fine flour. So which do you think is the best type of situation to have when it comes to learning? We don't want to be the one that collects the dregs. We don't want to be the one that doesn't know how to sift anything. And we don't want to be the one that loses everything. We want to be the one that collects the fine, fine, fine flour. So over here, we're talking over here about students who are fully engaged in full-time Torah. The subjects of this Mishnah are the same in 12, which are full-time Torah study students. The earlier Mishnah had categorized students based on their ability to comprehend and retain information. Here the Tanna examines how well they analyze that information to discern what is true and what is not. According to Rav and Tiferes Yisrael, Magen Avos notes once again, like in 12, that it's inappropriate to assign labels such as pious or wicked to the different types of students. These terms convey a chosen path in life, whereas the quality of minds and intellect is not under his control, but predetermined by God. So the sponge, funnel, strainer, sieve declares the first four categories of students and then repeats them with elaboration, following the idea of listing categories and explaining them after. So the sponge soaks up everything. A sponge soaks up all kinds of water, as explained in Rambam commentary, Meiri, whether it's murky or clear, as pointed out by Rav Yonah Magen Avos. There are some students whose minds are akin to a sponge, indiscriminately taken in and remembering, pointed out by Rambam commentary, Rabachi and Magen Avos, everything they come across without distinguishing between the good and the bad, pointed out by Rav Rashi, Rav Yonah, and Meiri. Further, just as a sponge must be squeezed in order to extract its contents, individuals with a penchant for memorization without comprehension cannot recall the appropriate facts unless they are pestered with questions to jog the memory. Pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael and Medrash Shmuel, although they may be quick to grasp and slow to lose, like in 12 mentioned above, they still cannot be considered wise, pointed out by Magen Avos, but rather knowledgeable but not capable of deduction, as pointed out by Meiri based on Harayas and Rashi there. There are two broad approaches among the commentators as to the definition of good quote-unquote knowledge, which must be retained, and bad quote-unquote knowledge, which must be discarded. The first view explains the good knowledge is truth, while the bad knowledge is falsehood. Falsehood comes in many guises, like misguided theology, pointed out by Rav commentary Magen Avos as Meiri, or faulty logic, Svara, pointed out by Rav and Rav Yonah. According to the other view, even authentic Torah knowledge transmitted from a trusted source contains both important concepts, ikar, as well as some insignificant facts, like tafel. It's up to the student to discern which is which and to give primacy to the former. As explained by Rashi, Machsevichi, Meiri, and Rebachia further, there's a parable by the Meiri that says a teacher says to his students, imagine that I am a butcher, wisdom in the meat, you are the customers and the masses are the dogs. Just as a butcher takes an animal, cuts it into portions, both large and small, A teacher takes his wisdom, breaks it down into manageable sections, large and small, depending on the needs of the individual student. The students, for their part, must select the choicest portions for their teacher's wisdom that their intellect can manage, just as customers purchase the finest cut of meat that they can afford. Wisdom, though, contains tangential information, parables, anecdotes, and the like, which should be left for the unsophisticated minds of the masses, just as scraps of meat are thrown to the dogs. Now let's look at the funnel, which takes in one end and passes to the other. A funnel is used to aid in the transfer of liquids between containers, pointed out by Rav, Rashi, Machzor, Vichy, Maganavos. Mashpech is like shefoch, to pour. Just as a funnel can receive any kind of liquid, but allows it all to pour out the other end, pointed out by Rashi, there are some students who can take in wealth of information, but just as quickly can forget it. As pointed out by Rav Rambam, commentary of Yonah Rabachia and Avos Rebbeinu Nassan, a funnel's wide top can accept a large amount of liquid at once, but its narrow bottom allows the liquid to drain slowly. Similarly, these students can absorb a large amount of information all at once, but forget it little by little. Pointed out by Medrash Shmuel, this trait of forgetfulness represents the opposite of the sponge, and such an individual is classified as one who is lo gamer v'lo savir, neither knowledgeable nor capable of deduction. It would be inaccurate to conclude that the funnel is objectively better or worse than the sponge. When dealing with halachic knowledge, the sponge has the advantage, but when dealing with matters of theology and faith, it's better to be a funnel and forget everything than a sponge whose mind is tainted with heretical ideas, pointed out by Magen Avos. Many seem to think that the sponge and the funnel share an equally poor level of comprehension, not being able to distinguish good from bad. The only difference between them is that what they do with the material afterward. The former retains it, while the latter loses it. According to Rambam commentary, though, the two categories of minds each possess one positive trait and one negative trait. The sponge lacks the ability to discern good from bad, yet is gifted with a good memory, while the funnel can discern good from bad, but quickly forgets his studies. And then let's look at the strainer, removes the wine, collects the dregs. It's the nature of a strainer to allow the wine to pass through it while holding back the dregs, pointed out by Rashi, Rambam commentary, Machzor Vichy, Magen Avos. Similarly, some students allow valuable lessons they're taught in the study hall to slip through their fingers by rejecting the good or retaining only useless trivia. Divrei Batela, pointed out by Rav, and untruth, pointed out by Rambam commentary, and Rav Yonah. In general, it's inappropriate to denigrate another person for his lack of wisdom. That's what King Solomon wrote in Proverbs. According to man's wisdom, will he be praised? Then a man should always be praised for wisdom, no matter how much or how little he possesses. But this doesn't hold true for one who is so evil, as pointed out by Avosur Ibn Anasam, that he abandons truth and embraces falsehood like the strainer of our Mishnah, like the verse continues, but the distortive heart will be put to shame, pointed out by Rav Yonah. So Rav Yonah is explaining that one is better off being a funnel who knows nothing than a strainer who knows only falsehood. Rashi, though, maintains the strainer has the advantage since he does, after all, retain some information. These views are not at odds, for a comparison of the strainer versus the funnel depends on the type of knowledge being discussed. As far as the Jewish law is concerned, it's better to be a strainer who has at least some recollection, albeit warped, of concepts in halacha. However, when it comes to theology and faith, it's unacceptable to abandon the Torah outlook and hold on to heretical ideas. Thus, the funnel is preferred. See Magen Avos and Meiri. Let's look at the sieve. It removes the flour dust but collects the fine flour. When wheat has been ground and sifted to remove the different grades of bran, suban, and morsen, what remains is a mixture of fine flour, solus, and flour dust, kemach. To remove the unwanted flour dust, an even finer sieve is used, which allows the small particles of flour dust to fall through while the fine flour collects in the top of the sieve. See Rashi, Magen Avos, and Menachos for a description how it was done with flour in the temple. A student whose mind operates like a sieve is able to clarify and purify his knowledge by separating out and discarding the falsehoods and worthless trivia while retaining the truth, pointed out by Rav and Avos Rebbeinu Nassan. The sieve represents the choices of the four types of students. It's readily apparent from the abundant accolades elicited from the commentators who call him praiseworthy, like Rashi, Rambam commentary, Meiri, Magen Avos, and people call him wise, as Machzor Vichy point out, and fit to rule on judicial matters on account of his high level of scholarship, pointed out by Meiri, knowledgeable and capable of deduction based on Harayas and Rashi, and liken him to a mighty warrior with his weapon in his hand, pointed out by Avos Rebbeinu Nassan by Meiri. Percy Strahl understands the last three categories differently. He explains that the funnel has liquid in one and lets it out the other, so there's students who can absorb everything their teacher has to offer and then faithfully pass the material on. They relay what they have learned includes a level of comprehension and fluency with the matter, unlike the sponge, but they lack the ability to discern between essential and non-essential. The strainer keeps back the dregs with returning the wine, so some students can filter what they have learned and then pass on their own students only the choicest knowledge while keeping the irrelevant material to themselves, nullifying it within their hearts. The sieve, then, would be the opposite of the strainer since it keeps back the good while returning the bad. There are some students who are capable of filtering their knowledge but then withhold the important concepts and impart that which is immaterial. To Farrar's scheme, the funnel is better than the sponge while the strainer is better than the sieve. Medrash Shmuel, we're going to go a little over, suggests another approach in which the Mishnah is presenting four desirable qualities that each student should possess. One must first make himself like a sponge, soaking up every word of knowledge his teachers have to offer, like Avraham Rabbeinu Nosson points out. Then, when he gives the information to others, he does so in small quantities like liquid draining from a funnel, so they'll properly understand it. He should be aware of those facts which might be misunderstood or misinterpreted, keep them to himself like a strainer which retains the dregs. Finally, he should not reveal the Torah's secrets sowed to those who cannot handle or appreciate them, but rather should teach them a more basic understanding of the Torah, thus acting the part of the sieve that allows the material of lesser quality to pass through while keeping the very best inside. This concludes the series of Mishnahs discussing numbered groups. For further examples of 4 and 3, see Avos de Rabbeinu Nosson. So we want to be like the one that takes the information and really gets the good and filters out the bad. We want to remember as much as we can. We got to review as much as we can. Hence the idea of going through Pirkei Avos as many times as we can, hopefully. Bli Neder, now we're doing the third time, and hopefully go on to fourth and beyond with the help of Hashem. Hopefully, Bli Neder, Bli Ayin Hara. Join us next time as we talk about love that is dependent versus independent, and prime examples here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.